to God our Father, beseeching him in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ to grant us forgiveness. Our help is in the name of the Lord,
who made heaven and earth.
I said I will confess my transgressions unto the Lord,
and you forgave the iniquity of my sin.
O Almighty God, merciful Father,
I, poor miserable sinner, confess unto you all my sins and iniquities, with which I have ever offended you, and justly deserve your temporal and eternal punishment. I am heartily sorry for them, and sincerely repent of them, and I pray you for your boundless mercy, and for the sake of holy, innocent, bitter sufferings and death of your blessed Son, Jesus Christ, to be gracious and merciful to me, a poor sinful being.
Upon this, your confession, I, by virtue of my office as a called and ordained servant of the Word, announce the grace of God unto all of you. In this stead and by the command of my Lord Jesus Christ, I forgive you all your sins, in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
A great multitude which no man could number stood before the throne and before the Lamb, clothed with white robes and with palms in their hands, and cried with a loud voice, saying, "Salvation to our God, which sitteth upon the throne and unto the Lamb. Rejoice in the Lord, O ye righteous,
belongs to our God, who sits on the throne, and to the Lamb. And all the angels were standing around the throne, and around the elders, and the four living creatures. And they fell on their faces before the throne, and worshiped God, saying, Amen. Blessing, and glory, and wisdom, and thanksgiving, and honor, and power, and might be to our God forever and ever. Amen. Then one of the elders addressed Beloved, we are God's children now, and what we will be has not yet appeared. But we know that when he appears, we shall be like him, because we shall see him as he is. And everyone who thus hopes in him purifies himself as he is pure. This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
Gospel. mercy and peace be unto you from God our Father, and from our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. Amen. From the epistle for this All Saints Day, the third chapter of the first letter of St. John. Beloved, we are God's children now, and what we will be has not yet appeared. But we know that when he appears, we shall be like him, because we shall see him as he is. On this feast of All Saints, the struggling, afflicted, often persecuted church here on earth lifts her eyes to the church at rest in paradise. As we just sang in William Walsham Howell's great hymn, the golden evening brightens in the west. Soon, soon to faithful warriors cometh rest. Sweet is the calm of paradise the blessed. But then Bishop Howell immediately goes on to say, but lo, there breaks a yet more glorious day. The saints triumphant rise in bright array. The King of glory passes on his way. Yes, sweet is the calm of paradise the blessed. But lo, there breaks a yet more glorious day. The saints triumphant rise in bright array. And the point is this, that there is still more to come for the souls at rest in paradise, when at the last day the risen Lord appears in glory to raise the dead, just as we learn to say in the Apostles' Creed, I believe in the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. In Holy Scripture, God teaches us that the death of the body is not final. As human beings, we are created a unity of body and soul, not as it were an immortal soul weighed down by a material body, but a body animated by a soul. The body and the soul are adapted to each other, and so necessary to each other. They are intertwined with each other. And so the soul cannot enter into the fullness of eternal life until the body has been restored to it. Our Lord himself took again his body at his resurrection. He did not merely survive death as a sort of ghost. He reversed death, he overcame death. And he appeared to his disciples in his glorified body. A glorified body, but still the same body bearing the marks of the nails and the spear. Still recognizable, still the same Lord Jesus his disciples had known and loved. The Lord Jesus who had promised them, because I live, you too shall live, or as St. John says in the Epistle for All Saints' Day, when he appears in glory at the last day, we shall be like him. And that is why we proclaim that the death of the body is not final, I believe in the resurrection of the body and the life everlasting, just as we sang in that wonderful hymn. Sweet is the calm of paradise the blessed, but lo, there breaks a yet more glorious day. The saints triumphant rise in bright array. Today, as we remember the faithful departed, especially those most dear to us, and in particular those members of our Savior who have fallen asleep in the Lord since the last All Saints' Day, Joyce Gillespie, Charles Dowdy, Donald Weber, we take great comfort in the blessed truth that those who have fallen asleep in Jesus now rest in the peace of God. They have been set free from the struggle, toil, and suffering of their earthly journey. They are secure in God's hands, in the conscious joy of being at home with the Lord. But there is still more to come. In the Epistle for All Saints' Day, St. John writes, "Beloved, we are God's children now, but what we will be has not yet appeared. But we know that when he appears, we shall be like him." St. John is saying that when the Lord Jesus appears in glory at that last and great day, we shall be like him. We shall be like him. The Lord Jesus rose bodily from the dead, and that is his sure and certain promise to you, to me, and to all who place their trust in him. So, not only the struggling church here on earth, but also the church at rest in paradise eagerly waits for the day of Christ's appearing. Sweet is the calm of paradise the blessed, but yet there breaks a yet more glorious day. The saints triumphant rise in bright array. As St. Paul wrote to the church in Corinth, "Behold, I show you a mystery. We shall not all sleep, but we shall all be changed in a moment, in the twinkling of an eye, at the last trump. For the trumpet shall sound, and the dead shall be raised incorruptible, and we shall all be changed. For this corruptible must put on incorruption, and this mortal must put on immortality. So when this corruptible shall have put on incorruption, and this mortal shall have put on immortality, then shall be brought to pass the saying that is written, death is swallowed up in victory. O death, where is thy sting? O grave, where is thy victory? The sting of death is sin, and the strength of sin is the law. But thanks be to God, which giveth us the victory through our Lord Jesus Christ." It happens to be a sad fact that Christians have at times lost this vivid sense of the fullness of the Christian hope, the resurrection of the body. Yet, as so often, it has been the words of the church's liturgy which have preserved and proclaimed the truth. And so in our burial service, at the committal of the body to the earth, the pastor prays, "May God the Father, who created this body, May God, the Son, who by his blood has redeemed this body together with the soul. May God, the Holy Spirit, who by baptism has sanctified this body to be his temple, keep these remains unto the day of the resurrection of all flesh. I believe in the resurrection of the body and the life everlasting. Like every article of faith, the resurrection of the body remains a mystery, a yet unseen reality, which the human mind can never fully comprehend, nor human words ever fully express. But this we know, that this mystery will be more wonderful than we can now even begin to imagine. And so as we keep this Feast of All Saints, we, together with all the faithful departed in paradise, look forward to that last and great day when our risen Lord and Savior will come in glory and raise the dead. In the meantime, we take comfort in the blessed truth that our loved ones who have died trusting in their Savior have indeed washed their sin-stained souls and made them white in the blood of the Lamb. As St. John writes in his wonderful vision, therefore are they before the throne of God and serve him day and night in his temple. The sun shall not strike them, nor any scorching heat, for the Lamb that is in the midst of the throne will be their shepherd and will guide them to living waters. And God shall wipe away every tear from their eyes. Let us therefore pray that each one of us, continuing in repentance and faith in the Lord Jesus, may come to share both the calm of paradise, the blessed, and together with our risen Lord, a glorious resurrection. And the peace of God, which passes all understanding, keep your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus unto life everlasting. Amen. Let us now stand and pray for the church and for the world. We humbly implore you, Almighty and most merciful Father, graciously to receive these our prayers which we bring before you for your holy church throughout all the world, that you would be pleased to guard, to govern, and to keep it in concord and peace everywhere, and to grant that all those who do confess your holy name may agree in the truth of your holy word, and live in unity and godly love. Lord, in your mercy.
Hear our prayer.
Bless all bishops, pastors, and ministers of your word, especially Matthew, the chief pastor of our synod, John, the chief pastor of this district, the chaplains of the armed forces of our nation, and the missionaries of your grace at home and abroad. Lord, in your mercy.
Hear our prayer.
Graciously regard your servants, the President of the United States, the Governor of this state, the Congress and our legislature, our judges and magistrates, and all the rulers of the earth, and grant them wisdom and understanding that under their peaceable governance your people may be guarded and directed in righteousness, quietness, and justice. Guide and direct the minds of our people as we now choose those who will be our leaders in the years to come. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
Have mercy upon the infirmities of all people, deliver the world from error, take away disease, ward off famine, set free those who are innocently imprisoned, especially those who are in suffering for your name's and for your truth's sake, and those who are prisoners of war. Grant a safe return to the wayfarers, health to the sick, consolation to those who mourn, and light to the erring. Lord, in your mercy, keep in the protection of your holy angels all who travel. Give to our loved ones your help and your favor and a constant sense of your nearness and of your love. And to the enemies of your church, grant the grace of repentance unto salvation. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
We also remember before you, O Lord, your servants and handmaidens who have gone before us with the sign of faith and are now fallen asleep. The Blessed Virgin Mary, Mother of your Son, Jesus Christ, our Lord and God, the holy patriarchs, prophets, apostles, and martyrs, and all your saints in light. And grant that we, together with them, may be partakers of your eternal kingdom, through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. And now, as is our custom on All Saints' Day, I invite the relatives and friends of Joyce and Charles and Donald to come to the altar rail to commemorate them.
We now remember before God our brothers and our sister departed in the faith of Christ. We remember Joyce Gillespie. We remember Charles Bell. We remember Donald Weber. Let us pray. Almighty God, with whom we live the spirits of those who depart hence in the Lord, and with whom the souls of the faithful, after they are delivered from the burden of the flesh, are in joy and happiness, we humbly and heartily give you thanks for these your servants who now rest from their labors. Joyce, Charles, and we humbly pray that we, together with them, may be made partakers of everlasting life and joy. And this we ask through your Son, Jesus Christ, who is the resurrection and the life and the repose of your faithful servants, to whom we give glory with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever.
Amen.
And the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, and the love of God, and the communion of the Holy Ghost be with you all.
Amen.
Go with us. We now continue with hymn 670.